Jason and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, please say good morning to Aaron, who is joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, Meg and I are both just so excited to talk to you this morning.
Yes, Meg is on with us too. Good morning, Meg.
Good morning. So, nice to be here with you both.
So you two ladies, friends for a long time, decided that Franklin needed a children's museum. But let's go back to why you're doing this for Franklin and what exactly that's going to be happening in January of 2025.
We are super excited that we're going to be able to open our first location in Franklin in January of 2025. We started our mission last year when we came together and decided that Aaron and I have 5 kids between the two of us, that we thought this was going to be an amazing idea that we actually both had separately, and it came up together in conversation that we were shocked that we had the same idea, and we looked at each other and, you know, had a laugh and came up with some ideas, but said, you know, let's actually do this. So we want to be able to bring education through play to our community. We're really passionate about bringing STEM-focused education and what that can bring to our local community. Additionally, we're really passionate about the community that we can help build for families. It's something that Aaron and I, through our past together, have been passionate about, with even starting a different parent support group in the past called Franklin Area Moms, where we're able to help families find support within each other. So that's certainly part of our passion as well.
Yeah, we're so lucky here in the city. We have, you know, Boston Children's Museum, which is an amazing space, and so many other museums. And you forget that not everybody has these places and spaces. Mm-hmm. And I love all of the things that you guys want to put together with water play and sensory trees, outer space areas, you know, all financial literacy. My goodness, there's something for everybody that you're going to have here.
And really, we're looking to bring in exhibit space for kids 10 and under, all the way down to the real littles, but also programming for elementary and middle school aged kids, and leadership and volunteer opportunities for local high schoolers, internship opportunities for college students. So we really are hopeful that we can pull together all parts of the community, really reach the full breadth of the education system, all within this one space.
Okay, so where is the location of the first Children's Museum of Franklin going to be? What is the address?
It is at 157 Cottage Street in Franklin.
So you have the space now.
Now you just got to pay for it.
Now you just got to build it all out and open it up. No big deal.
Exactly. Yes. The construction, the demo has started in the building. It's an old building in town that's really a treasure in the community. So we're excited to see it kind of restored and brought to new life. It's taking everything in me not to hang a hammock in the space and watch the full transformation, because I'm so excited to see it happen. I'll just be living there. But yes. We have a spot. It's right in downtown Franklin. It's walking distance to the MBTA commuter rail, to a local college, to shops and restaurants. And we're excited to see what the museum itself can really do for our community.
So it's childrensmuseumfranklin.org is the website. Aaron, what is the one thing that you want to tell people right now as far as getting involved, maybe making a donation or volunteering? What would you say to them about getting involved?
So JD, Meg's son, her older son, who was 7 at the time when we applied for our 501c3 nonprofit status, saved $2 from his allowance to become the first donor of the Children's Museum of Franklin. And when we got that official notification in December that we were a 501c3, he presented us with our first $2, and we used that to open our bank account. We would love to encourage as many people as possible to match JD's donation and help us bring the Children's Museum of Franklin to life.
$2. That's easy. If JD can do it, you can do it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's right. That's
again,
right.
Childrensmuseumfranklin.org is the website if you want to find out more about getting involved. Childrensmuseumfranklin.org. And then, you know, a grand opening happening in January of 2025. Please call us back when you get close to the grand opening. We want to have you back on the show when you get
it
open.
Absolutely. We'd love to.
And now Aaron and Meg and JD and everybody at the Children's Museum Franklin are officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Yay!
Yay!
Congratulations, ladies. It's a great feat that you've accomplished. We can't wait to see it.
Thanks so much.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, maybe you're opening a children's museum or you just survived your children this week. We want to hear about what's going on in your life. 617-931-1234. You can call or text, celebrate something, some small victory or some big milestone. It doesn't matter. Either way, we just want to hear about it and share it with everybody. 617-931-1234. Thank you, Kennedy.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.